now 8:21 a.m.
Some operational instructions and features of the LC Quartz Electronic Digital Talking Time. Your LC Quartz comes in a carton, which also contains two AA batteries, a wrist strap, and a print instruction manual. Battery installation. Place the LC Quartz on a table in front of you, with the grill side lying on the table and the metal tab which you mount the wrist strap pointing to the right. You will find the battery compartment on the lower left-hand front facing the user of the clock. With a gentle pressure, slide the compartment panel door toward you. Insert the first battery with the negative side pointing toward the right. This side is identified as the flat part of the cylinder. The positive side of the battery has a pole protruding from the center of the cylinder. This pole should be pointing to the left when inserting the battery. Caution: do not reverse polarities. Slide the first battery to the right into the compartment. Place the second battery in the empty space which remains, with the negative side pointing to the right once again. Press the second battery into the compartment gently, and then replace the panel door. Now your clock is ready for operation.
At 8:49 a.m.
The LC Quartz clock is an accurate timepiece. It has the following features and functions. It tells the time, both AM and PM. It has an alarm with two program snooze settings. It is an elapsed timer with settings for 1 minute, 5 minutes, and 30 minutes. It has stopwatch functions also. It can automatically announce the time on the hour and half hour. It has a digital display. It has a volume control with on-off switch. It is battery operated, where battery life is approximately 6 months to 1 year, depending on usage. It is warrantied for 1 year by the manufacturer in the United States. Please examine your LC Quartz clock before trying to use it. One side of your clock has a grill, which defines the speaker location, and the opposite side contains the control panel and the battery compartment. The wrist strap has a split ring, which must be mounted to the metal tab on the clock. Mounting this ring to the tab may take a little manipulating. Attaching the wrist strap should be done later. Place the LC Quartz on a table in front of you, with the grill side facing up and the metal tab which holds the wrist strap pointing to the right. Locate the rectangular push button at the lower right-hand corner of the grill face side of the clock. This push button happens to be yellow and activates speech functions and some timing functions of the clock. Locate the tab on the right-hand side of the clock. Then locate the volume control, which is above and to the center of the tab. This control is buried and requires practice to turn on and off. Turn the volume control on by rotating it counterclockwise. The volume should be full on. Press the yellow rectangular push button, and you should obtain speech.
At 9:01 a.m.
When the volume control is switched off, It does not affect the time on the clock. Keeping the volume control off when the clock is not in use conserves battery energy. Now turn the clock over, keeping the metal tab pointing to the right. Locate a crescent-shaped fingernail groove, which is approximately in the center of the clock. Place your thumbnail in the groove and pick up a panel door, up and away from you. Do not push the door all the way back. This door can act as a stand to view the visual display when the clock is in its upright position. You have now opened the control panel. The control panel contains several switches and push buttons, which operate the clock functions. Locate the upper left-hand switch in the panel, which has six positions running from left to right. Let us designate this switch as switch number one. The upper right-hand switch in the panel is switch number two, which has three positions running left to right. Below this switch is switch number three, which has two positions and is flush mounted to the surface of the panel. This switch requires a ballpoint pen or stylus or a strong fingernail to move it left or right. The normal position for switch number three is in the left position. At the lower left side of the control panel are three push buttons. These buttons control the time setting functions. Let us now return to switch number one in the upper left-hand part of the panel. Slide this switch all the way to the left. This will be designated position one. Position one is the time set position. Position two, which is one step to the right, is the alarm time set position. Position three is normal. Position 4 announces elapsed time every minute. Position 5 announces elapsed time every 5 minutes. And position 6 announces elapsed time every 30 minutes. Place this switch in the normal position, position number 3, when operating the clock. Demonstration. Position number 3, normal.
It's 9:09 a.m.
Position number 4.
The elapsed time every minute.
Position number 5.
The elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Position number 6.
The elapsed time every 30 minutes.
Now refer to switch number 2, upper right part of the panel. The leftmost position is the alarm set and alarm announcement position. The center position is normal. The rightmost position allows the clock to announce the time each half hour automatically. Example. Set switch number one in position three, which is normal, and set switch number two on alarm position, which is the leftmost position. When depressing the yellow rectangular button on the opposite side of the clock, the time will be announced. In addition, the clock has been set on the alarm and will respond at the designated time. Now locate the three push buttons on the lower left side of the control panel. The leftmost push button sets hours. Each depression moves the clock up 1 hour. Holding this button down moves the hours automatically with space intervals. The center button sets minutes. Each depression moves the clock up 1 minute, or holding this button down moves the clock up in 10 minute intervals with spaces. The right push button sets the time. or verifies the setting. Example of alarm setting. With switch number 1 in position 2 and switch number 2 in the leftmost position, the alarm time can now be set. Here is a demonstration. Depressing the yellow rectangular button announces the alarm set time.
8:41 a.m.
Let us now move that time to 12:02 p.m.
9:10, 11:12 p.m. 42:43:50:00:01:02.
Now we depressing the third push button gives you the set time.
12:02 p.m.
Setting the time can be accomplished in the same way. Set switch number 1 in the leftmost position and set your clock to the proper hours, then minutes, then depress the time set button to verify. Now let us locate switch number 3 at the lower right of your control panel. Normal setting is to the left. When moving this switch to the right, you are in the stopwatch functions. This switch works in conjunction with switch number 2. Place switch number 2 in the right-hand position. Place switch number 3 in the right-hand position. And depress the yellow rectangular button on the opposite side of your clock. The clock will automatically announce the time every 10 seconds. Here is a demonstration.
The elapsed time every 10 seconds.
While in this position, by depressing the yellow rectangular button rapidly twice, the clock will pause at the time announced. Depressing the yellow button once more will allow the clock to continue and accumulate time. When setting switch number 2 in the center position, this function is identical. However, the 10-second intervals are not announced. Setting switch number 2 in the leftmost position provides you with stopwatch functions with return to zero. Depress the yellow button once starts the stopwatch. Depressing the yellow button twice rapidly returns the stopwatch to zero. When switch number 2 is in the rightmost position, you have the option to change the interval time from 10 seconds to any selected time by depressing the minute button on the lower left side of the panel. This can be changed to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or also intervals of minutes and 10 seconds. The seconds are set by depressing and holding down the time set button, which is the third button of the push button series. Now set all switches to normal position. Set your time on the exact time, AM or PM. Your LC Quartz electronic digital talking time should operate faithfully. Please refer to your print manual for further details, precautions, and service information. Innovative Rehabilitation Technology, Inc., 375 Distal Circle, that's D as in David, I-S-T-E-L, Suite A-11, Los Altos, that's L-O-S, space A-L-T-O-S, California, 94022. Telephone number and TTY 415-965-7000. 8102. Our brochure and price list is available on cassette for $1.